Check, 1, 2. You can hear me? Very good. Jesus is alive in Mannheim. Jesus is even alive in Ludwigshafen. Frankenthal. Bensheim. Erbach. Where are the people from? Gansheim. Jesus is alive there. He is alive, and he loves these places. He loves these people. And it is no coincidence that you live there. Abraham was told, we read this in Acts chapter 3, verse 25, in your offspring all the families of the earth will be blessed. We are blessed, if you and I are followers of Jesus, we are blessed not just to hold this for ourselves, but we are blessed to be a blessing. And he wants us to be carriers of this blessing wherever we live, wherever we go. But it's because Jesus is alive that we can be a blessing to people. And so in just a few minutes this evening, I want to talk, encourage us about what it means to live a blessed life. To receive blessing, but to be the kind of person that blesses others and brings blessing to other people. Blessed to be a blessing. How can we bless others in Mannheim, in Ludwigshafen, in Frankenthal, Gansheim, Bensheim, Erbach, wherever we live? How can we be such blessing-carrying people? To help you remember, I'm going to use three words. You hear these very often. At least in my head, I hear them in English, and you hear them differently in German. But they are the words Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's just a little help for this evening. This is how I'm going to organize my thoughts. So I'm going to start with the Father. How can you and I bless others in Mannheim or whatever city we come from or wherever we live? How can we bless others? Let's start with the Father. First idea under that, his name being the Father. Learn to brag about your dad. Oh, thank you for laughing. That was good. Learn to brag, be proud of who your father is. How can you be a blessing to your city, to your neighbors, to your friends? If you don't have anything to share, to be here, I'd like to bless you with, yeah, living with God, it's, you know, one day you get to heaven, but right now it's really a pain. You know, that's not really going to bless people. Oh, I want to be, you know, like what you are. Maybe you heard about the three kids. You know, kids love to brag about their dads. My dad's bigger than your dad, and, you know, always trying to be higher or better. These three kids happened to be together in the playground one day, little guys, and they were bragging about their dads and what they do. And all of a sudden, the one guy said, well, my dad's a pilot, and I can fly for free. And the other guy thought, oh, I've got to top that. Well, my dad's a doctor, and I can be sick for nothing. And then the little guy, whose father was a pastor, said, he was trying to figure out, what, how do I top that? Oh, he says, I can be good for nothing. Oh, that didn't really sound very well. Well, anyways, we need to learn to brag about our dad. If you have a heavenly father, if you love this father and you know how much he loves you, you can learn about, you can learn to brag about your dad in a good way. And it's the blessing of knowing God is what you can give to others. We are blessed if we're under the love of the Father and we can give that love to other people. You should know my dad. My dad, Abba, Papa, Father, my Heavenly Father. There are so many benefits, so many blessings of living with this Father, of knowing His favor, His love upon our lives, and the forgiveness that He brings because of His Son Jesus, the hope that He gives us. He's the author of all hope, and the total wholeness and meaning in life that He can give us. And telling people, bragging to people about this Father, such a Father, because I believe there is a Father vacuum, a Father woundedness, a Father hole, so to say, in the German soul, because of the war and because of all that has happened in the history here of this country. And I believe we can bless, wherever we live, people just by telling them, bragging about our Heavenly Father. You need to know my Father. And as one person said, we can tell people, you know what? There's still room at the table. There's more room. He wants to have more kids. My wife and I decided after three that was enough. But God, He wants a big family. And He's got room at His table. He's got a big house. He's got a big heart. And we can just so joyfully, if you know the blessing of living with this Heavenly Father, you can share that blessing. It's not a guilt trip. We'll come to a few strong points about that in a minute, but it's not a guilt thing that we want to live under. We live under the blessing of the Father, and we can give this Father love to other people. Learn to brag about your dad. And one way to do that is number two, still under the title of Father, learn to sit on His lap. I'm just using some images here. I'm not being disrespectful. But he wants to be our Father, and He wants us to be comfortable with Him and have time with Him and let Him share with you how much He loves you. Mannheim and Ludwigshafen need more relaxed, whole, joyful, peace-filled people. Healed people. People who have whole lives because they've sat on the lap of a Heavenly Father who loves them so much. That's how you can bless your city, bless your friends, by being a blessed person because you have a Father who loves you. And without saying one word, you can bless people just by being a whole and healthy. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but you are on the road to wholeness because you have a Father who loves you. So learn to brag about your dad and learn to sit on His lap. And so just cultivate your relationship with Him, and you will do your city a favor. You will be a blessing. Did I hear a hoot there? Oh, thank you very much. Learn to brag about your dad and learn to sit on His lap. That's how you can bless your city, just by being that kind of a person who's so loved by His Father and so connected to his Heavenly Father that you just exude. It just spills out all over you. Now, there are challenging things that Jesus said, you know, to go and make disciples, and Romans chapter 10, how will people know about the truth? How will they know about the gospel? How will they know about Jesus unless you tell them? And blessed are the feet of those who are seen coming bearing this good news. And there are other passages that talk about, you know, 1 Peter chapter 3, you should always be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you when people ask you, what is that? There's something about you that's different. Just be ready. So people are going to ask you. You're going to bless them because you're living a blessed life, because you live with your Father. So learn to brag about your dad and learn to sit on His lap. That's how you can cultivate your relationship with Him, and you will bless your city, your neighbors, your work colleagues, your friends, your family, by enjoying this Heavenly Father. Another way we can bless others in our city, where we live, is under the word Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to keep close to Jesus. A man who was a German and living in Canada was one of my professors. Klaus Bachmüller was his name. was a very quiet man, a very brilliant man, wrote many books on theology, was taught by Karl Barth, and, you know, just amazing man, and died back in the 80s. And we had the privilege to get to know him and his wife, and a very amazing man. And apparently, the last words that he said on his deathbed, he could only whisper out because he died of cancer of the throat. The very last words he said were, "Keep close to Jesus." It wasn't, "Do we have enough money in the bank? You know, it's my will signed." It was, "Keep close to Jesus." You can bless your neighbor's socks off by keeping close to Jesus. I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you. I'm inviting you to know and keep close to Jesus, because we have nothing to share. We have nothing to offer unless we treasure what we have and learn to know Jesus ourselves. Keep close to Jesus. Our cities need people who are living close to Jesus. Ruth and I, my wife, many years ago when we were still in Canada, we were at a conference, and the guest speaker was Philip Keller. He wrote a couple of books. He was a shepherd, he was a journalist, a photographer, amazing man, but he wrote a book called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm. And because he had been a shepherd, he knew about sheep and so on. And this man lived close to Jesus. It was just amazing. And after his speech or his talk, his sermon was over, Ruth and I kind of stood almost in a lineup to go and talk to him. And when the last person that was in front of us was finished, we had about 4 or 5 steps to go up to talk to him. And as we came within about 1 meter of his just standing there by himself, Ruth and I just began to cry. We didn't know what came over us. It wasn't like, whew, you know, you should really try a new deodorant or something. When you came in his presence, just standing near him, you knew this man lives with Jesus. It's not just talking about, yeah, when you're a shepherd, you love your sheep and you carry them and you look after them. He lived what he talked. And when we came into his presence, just into his closeness, we just both began to weep under the presence of God that was in his life. Keep close to Jesus, and we will bless people that way. We underestimate the presence of Jesus in our lives. When we're walking down the street, it's like we're carrying his presence with us. And so just let his presence exude out of your life. Get used to the idea that Jesus is with you. You know, I used to ask our kids, Stephen and others that you don't know so well, when they were smaller, with all our own kids, but I used to ask them at mealtime, "So did you think about God today?" "Oh, Dad, you know, why do you have to ask that question?" Now they're saying to me, "Thanks for asking that question. Actually, we're going to ask our kids that question, and we have kids." So it's cultivating his presence, keeping close to him. And then the second thing under the name Son, the Lord Jesus, the first one is learn to keep close to Jesus. Secondly, learn to speak in Jesus' name. Learn to speak in Jesus' name. And that means not just every time you're talking to people, you're saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I hear that sometimes as a swear word. That's not what I'm referring to, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there's this image of being an ambassador. So you've been authorized by, you know, the government of heaven, and you are an ambassador. So you're speaking on Jesus' behalf. So you're speaking in his name, in his authority, in his place. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "We are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." So it's living in a closeness to Jesus, but it's also living in his authority and speaking in his name. So it's not just, well, you know, he's an option among many others. If you were here last Sunday and heard Andale's message from Colossians chapter 1 on the gospel, the good news and the bad news, I went away so encouraged by that message, and I thought, there is, when you hear about Jesus and that what he did for us on the cross and dying for us, and that he's the Son of God and he came from heaven and he is the Almighty One, he's the one that loves us with an everlasting love, I thought, there's no other option. It's not, Jesus is a little bit better than some other religion, or, you know, well, we kind of, you have to be tolerant. Hello? There's no other option. Jesus is God's Son. We're talking a pretty narrow message here. I always tell people when they say, oh, that's so narrow, I say, I'm just saying what Jesus said. Talk to him about it. Really? People have said that to me. Well, that's way too narrow. And I said, I'm just saying what Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I say to them, that sounds pretty narrow, but this is the truth. This is what I believe. Jesus is the way. So learn to speak in Jesus' name. Learn to speak as his ambassador, God making his appeal through you. So don't try and argue. Don't try and, you know, be one up above people, and but just speak with authority and love, the love of the Father, and speak to people and bless them. And that's the kind of people that our cities need, is people who have authority in Jesus' name, because we're in a battle and there are enemies out there, and not people necessarily, but it's the enemy of our soul, and he wants to pull us down, but we can learn to live in the authority of Jesus' name. The third aspect about Jesus, first one is keeping close to him, learning to speak in his name, and the third one is learning the, and I'm really struggling to know how to explain this the best, but learn to live in the singleness of Christ's love. The singleness, like the, it's almost like a, well, let me explain it this way. If you've ever gone to Boule or some other water park, you know, where there's swimming pool and such things. There are a number of such things in Canada as well. And I must say, I have been at swimming places where there was a very high diving board, and it doesn't look so high from down below, and you get up there, and yeah, I can do it. Watch, boys, your dad is going to show you how to do this, kind of an attitude. And you get up there, and there's a bit of a lineup, and you get up to the top, and you think, oh, that's way too high. And you get shoved, or, you know, not the referee, but the lifeguard says, hey, come on, you're holding people up, jump. Ah! Sometimes when you're sharing and talking with people about Jesus, that's what you feel like. Oh, no, this is a jump into the deep end. This is, oh, I don't want to do it. Ah! Oh, there's someone behind me. But the same place, there are these water slides. And you know it's pretty exhilarating, but it's a little more contained. You know, this trough, the water slide that goes down, there's water. There are people behind you, but all you can see is maybe the first 2 or 3 meters in front of you, because it makes a curve and you think, I know it ends up down there somewhere, and I've heard people screaming for because it's fun, and I'm willing to do it, and so you don't feel quite as it's more like and you go and you make all these curves and you end up in the water. I'm going to go again. It's just so much fun. You're jumping way higher. I mean, you're traveling a further distance down than when you're jumping. But I say all of that to say this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the same context where Paul is saying to us, we are Christ's ambassadors. It says in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 5, for Christ's love compels us. It's the love that God has for us and for the world that motivates us. And I was reading about this, and it's the word here that is being used, compel, is not pushing, like, hey, come on, jump. It's, there's this place, it's kind of secure, because I know, and there's a flow, and it's kind of narrow. And it's the idea of two walls, and you have no other choice but to go in that direction down this path. So it's like the love of God is so amazing, and he wants to carry us to adventurous places. We can only see a bit around the corner, but he's saying, go for it, and this is fun. This is going to be a riot. Just jump, and I'm going to take you on this ride. The love of God is compelling us, is moving us along on such a journey. And that's the image that I would like to give you today. How can we be a blessing to our city? Learn to have the adventure of your life and just let the love of God carry you into places. You don't know all the places he's going to go, but learn to take the first step, and he's going to carry you along. And he will bless people, and you're going to scream for joy. Not, but whoa! And that kind of joy is what Mannheim needs, what Ludwigshafen needs. These cities need the joy of the Lord that just carries us to places that we're having the adventure of our lives. And tour guide or holiday place can give it to us. But jumping into what he has for us, that's the kind of people that our cities need. And then just in conclusion, talk about the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, learn to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is our best example. He was preaching one day in a synagogue, and he opened the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, which was handed to him. And I'm reading from Luke chapter 4, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, release the oppressed, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." So there's proclamation, but there's also healing. And you talk about being a blessing to cities. You know, you're the God of this city. You're the God of every city where we're living. It's because the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. People who know the Father, who are proud of their dad, who sit on his lap, who are close to Jesus, who speak in Jesus' name, who are carried by Jesus' love, they're anointed by the Holy Spirit. Such people are what our cities need. You and I need to be such people. And I invite you to be such an adventurous person in the kingdom. Learn to love God with all of your heart. And realize he loves your friends, he loves your city more than you ever would. And let his love inspire you and carry you and touch even the nations and whole cities for the sake of Jesus. He's worthy of every little step and big step we make. May God help us.